swear I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom walls. Looking like my plan didn't work out at all. That break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes. My truck.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Being watched after the U.S. air attacks on Iran, nuke sites, the price of oil that affects gasoline. Iran threatening to block the Strait of Hormuz, through which a lot of oil tankers pass. That's where Iran's oil goes to, says retired Marine Colonel and ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard.
50-60% of the revenue, the government revenue for the Iranian government, comes from oil revenue. So they would be sort of cutting off their nose to spite their face.
So far this morning, oil on world markets is not going up or down much. Iran's foreign minister is in Moscow to meet with Russian President Putin. Nearly 150 million Americans under heat alerts from Texas to Maine. Many heat records could be shattered. Forecasters say cooling off with family at a water park in Milwaukee, Nova Rios.
When I went underwater, I felt it like I was like really cold.
New NBA champs Oklahoma Thunder beating the Indiana Pacers 103-91 in Game 7. This is ABC News. More on the Iran situation. Iran says its military will now decide the timing, nature, and scale of its response. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
President Trump also questioning the future of Iran's regime, posting, "Why wouldn't there be a regime change?" The comment possibly hinting at hopes that the Iranian people will now demand new leadership. Vice President J.D. Vance insists the U.S. strikes were about stopping Iran's nuclear ambitions, not toppling its government.
Top movies.
I can't kill dragons.
Dragons emerged victorious over zombies and aliens at the box office this weekend with the live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon, taking in about $37 million in its second week of release.
There's no rescue.
The horror sequel, 28 years later, which is new this weekend, put up a healthy $30 million for the number two slot. Meanwhile, Disney's Elio raked in about $21 million, worst opening weekend for a Disney Pixar film ever.
Our Mike Dubusky, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
At MacArthur Chevrolet of Minocqua, they stand out with reliable service and hometown values. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. And now through June 30th, take $500 off any new or used vehicle with exclusive MacArthur discounts. $500 military salute, $500 educator discount, $500 trade-in assistance, and $500 first responder discount. Combine up to two offers plus factory incentives for huge savings. Visit MacArthur Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or shop now at MinocquaCars.com. MacArthur Chevrolet. Where hometown meets value.
More money. It is a simple message that state legislators are sending to the governor on the Agriculture Road Improvement Program. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. The program was launched last year with incredible success. Basically, it's monies that will go to upgrading local roads that carry over 15 million tons of agriculture goods from farms to processors every year. Now, Travis Tranel, current chair of the Assembly Agriculture Committee, says the previous round of funding was at $150 million. Now, the governor proposing just $50 million for the program. And Tranel says that's just not enough.
Well, definitely make sure that if we pass a budget that we restore that $100 million cut to AREP. I think that's ultimately probably the most consequential thing that we can really do for agriculture right now, because our infrastructure is just crumbling. We're doing more damage to our equipment on the roads in a lot of cases than we are in the fields, and I don't think that's acceptable. And $150 million spend, that's a big spend and a big infusion. So I would say that would continue to be first and foremost.
Travis Tranel, he's a farmer himself and also the chair of the Assembly Agriculture Committee. He cites some of the application numbers from last year's final round of the Agriculture Road Improvement Program, where 299 applications were made for more than $500 million worth of projects, more than three times the amount of available funding. Tranel says that's an example of why funding for the ARIP program cannot be retrenched.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
With all the action that's coming up as far as county fairs and continued activity at the state capitol, don't miss a thing. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter. You can do it at MidwestFarmReport.com. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight as the Brewers open a home series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Milwaukee now just 3.5 games out of first place after sweeping the Twins over the weekend. 9-8 yesterday at Target Field. The Brewers had a 9-3 lead thanks to Rhys Hoskins with a double, a home run, and two runs batted in. But closer Trevor McGill had to come in the 8th to hold off Minnesota. Pat Murphy says catcher William Contreras also doing a great job setting up batters, and praised McGill getting his 17th save of the season already.
The kid's been pretty consistent. He knows who he is. And again, William Contreras was great back there.
NBA Finals, Oklahoma City pulled ahead to win the title in Game 7, 103-91. Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle on losing his star player from Oshkosh, Tyrese Halliburton, to a torn Achilles tendon in the first quarter.
What happened with Tyrese is all of our hearts dropped.
That's Rick Carlisle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
An isolated thunderstorm or two possible this morning, then mostly sunny this afternoon, and there may be an isolated thunderstorm, especially well to our southeast here later today into this evening. 83 the high tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. Showers return on Wednesday with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 77.
98 Q Country.
Had an eye for things that glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee. Quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I'd never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile. When you said time was all you really needed, I walked away and let you have your space. All leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. Yesterday I knew just what you wanted.
told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost, it's worth all that's lost, just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile.
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost, it's worth all that's lost, just to see you smile.
Said Virginia is for lovers. Had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other. He said all you're really given is the sunshine in your name. We both started laughing when the sky started to rain. Get along down the road, we got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along. Song, make a friend, can't we all get along? Saw a model on a billboard, 1-800 get to know me. Wondered was she photoshopped or were her eyes really that lonely? Did she leave her hometown thinking she'd end up in L.A.? Did she break down in the desert and get stuck beside the highway? Get along on down the road, we got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend, can't we all get along? To heaven can't be bought. We still don't know what love is, but we sure know what it's not. Sometimes you got to get along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Sing a song, make a friend, can't we all get along?
Joel Karnik in the morning.
Feels like you're right there having a conversation with them in the morning.
98Q Country.
Breathing deep.
For me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. I don't want to take this life for granted like I used to do. No, no, I want to love somebody like you. I'm ready.
Saying that I always sleep alone, I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on, and I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know her name, pull her real close, but I leave some space. Hey, I can forget you, girl, for good, even though I should. I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. I always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me, so I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes, and there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue, you lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste, but I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case.
Music.
We are Lady A.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98 Q Country.
We were all down at Marge's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up. The song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. He said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Ain't never been accused of being mentally stable, so we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. They dragged him right out of Marge's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. When the sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered out, reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped with one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Well, he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide.
Mark Chestnut, Bubba in the Jukebox, still having problems there. 98 Q Country at 26 past 6. Good morning to you, Joel. We're back. You're back. And did you notice? Maybe you didn't. We've got, it was a hot week, wasn't it? It's always nice to take a week off. It has been a while since your morning guy has had a week where I didn't have to, just didn't have to show up if I didn't want to. And I did occasionally here and there. But thanks to Gray for filling in and everybody else. We'll have the gray area back after a couple weeks off. We have a lot to talk about in the 8 o'clock hour here this morning. The hot weather is going to continue for one more day, it looks like, and then we'll see a bit of a reprieve. It was, And what are we working on? 3 or 4 days here of humidity. 76 is what we're waking up to. And high temp today will be 90 there, or I'm sorry, 80, they're telling us. I thought the high today was supposed to be warmer than that. But if that's the case, maybe not quite as bad, but the humidity is still hanging out there. Showers and thunderstorm possibilities are going to kind of linger with us here a bit today. And as far as the hourly outlook for precipitation goes, probably later in the day, about a 40-50% chance as we get into noon, 1 o'clock, I guess midday that would be. The best chance of showers and storms appears to kind of be in that 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock window. So late tonight, things will move out again. And a little bit cooler weather for you. If you're not a fan of the hot, humid stuff, you're going to get a break here. 76 tomorrow. We'll struggle to get much past 70 or Wednesday and Thursday weekend, heating up a little bit back up to about 80 or so. But that was a lot. That was a lot. Still humid as you wake up here this morning, but we should see that break a little bit here throughout the week. The Brewers, goodness gracious. I mean, they took care of business over the weekend. Looked like yesterday was going to be blowout number 3, and the Twins came back. And baseball is such a painful sport to watch because when your team's winning, you're like, well, this team could win the World Series. I mean, this is the real deal. And then a week later, you're wondering if you'll win another game the entire season. And that's why they play so many in baseball, because it's pretty even. Teams are pretty even. But it just comes down to, a hit or two here and there. That wasn't the case Friday and Saturday. The Brewers just absolutely, it seems like everything they did, they hit little bleeders up the line. They hit little base hits through the infield, and then they were stealing bases. Everything they did this weekend turned to gold. Slipped away a little bit yesterday, but they were able to hang on. And as a fan of the Twins for many, many years, and having listened and watched baseball for many, many years, you can just sense when your team is in that rut. Yesterday, when the score was 9-3, I kind of turned it off, and I thought, well, that's not going to end well. Then I turned in later; it was 9-6, and it was 9-7. And I thought to myself, okay, the Twins are kind of in that pattern of a baseball team where they're going to do just enough to come up about a base short. And that's about what they did. They came up about a base and a foot short. One of the doubles late in the game was high off the wall, apparently. I was listening to the game. But your team kind of gets in that rhythm of... You load the bases and there's a line drive to the shortstop and you're like, wow. And every team and every fan goes through it. The Brewers went through it for a decent stretch there for a while. And now nice sweep over the weekend and they'll be right back at it. Let me check the schedule here. Let me make sure. What is today? You go on vacation, you lose track of all dates. 23rd, right? 23rd of June. So the Brewers will be taking on, what do we got here? 6:40 first pitch for the Brewers and the Pirates. Pirates coming to AmFam Field for a little 3-game set. They'll take Thursday off. And then the Brewers will invite in Colorado. Is all that... the schedule I have is not good. Oh, location. Here we go. Location would be good, Joel, to look to see where they're playing. They'll be in Pittsburgh. They'll be in Pittsburgh. Accuracy, come on. When's that important? So they're in Pittsburgh after that homestand. In Pittsburgh, then they'll be in Colorado. So and then they're traveling to the Mets or so. I don't know. They're playing, and you just figure out where they're playing, and I don't care. So we have... they're doing good, all right? Doesn't matter where they're playing. Home, away, whatever it may be. I'm still confused. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the schedule that the Brewers gave us, and the Brewers have a schedule that is just very, very confusing. Let's figure it out together. So opponents, location. No, it's okay. Opponents, location. Okay, so isn't it great when the morning shy guy comes back from vacation? It's wonderful, isn't it? Where's Gray when you need him? So it's the Brewers and the Pirates today, and that game will be played in Milwaukee. Today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and then they'll be home to Colorado over the weekend before they hit the road at New York. It didn't take that long for us to get to there. Let's get to the news. Austin has a day off today. He caught a little bit of that bug, which your morning guy also caught last week. It was maybe one of the most interesting weeks or time off that maybe I have ever had in my life. It wasn't bad. Actually, it was pretty good. When I tell you about it later on this morning, you're probably going to say, well, Joel, that's not a great vacation. What are you talking about? And actually, it wasn't too bad, even though I did catch that bug that's been going around. I caught that a week ago or so, and we're doing all right now. Twice an hour, news and sports. Let's get you updated on what's going on. ABC will get us going right now.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Being watched after the U.S. air attacks on Iran, nuke sites, the price of oil that affects gasoline. Iran threatening to block the Strait of Hormuz, through which a lot of oil tankers pass. That's where Iran's oil goes too, says retired Marine Colonel and ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard.
50-60% of the revenue, the government revenue for the Iranian government, comes from oil revenue. So they would be sort of cutting off their nose to spite their face.
So far this morning, oil on world markets is not going up or down much. Iran's foreign minister is in Moscow to meet with Russian President Putin. Nearly 150 million Americans under heat alerts from Texas to Maine. Many heat records could be shattered. Forecasters say cooling off with family at a water park in Milwaukee, Nova Rios.
When I went underwater, I felt it like I was like really cold.
New NBA champs, Oklahoma Thunder, beating the Indiana Pacers 103-91 in Game 7. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick, filling in for Austin Brume. We're brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. A group of lawmakers helping people facing deportation is growing amid an increase in deportations from the Trump administration. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Grant Sovereign is the president of the board of the Community Immigration Law Center. Essentially, the people there work like public defenders for folks who need immigration lawyers. Technically, immigration offenses are civil, not criminal.
We all know what a public defender is. If you can't afford one, you certainly shouldn't go to jail simply because you can't afford a lawyer. But that's exactly what happens in the immigration context, is you can sit in detention, which is a jail, for 6 months, a year, 18 months.
They've been busy since the Trump administration ramped up efforts to deport people and deport them quickly. The only ICE detention facility in Wisconsin is in Juneau.
All of their 200 beds seem to be full with immigrants these days.
Silk exists to make sure everyone gets due process.
We have rules. We all want the rules to apply to everybody, but we all want those rules to apply evenly, and not just because you can afford a lawyer, you can't afford a lawyer, or there aren't enough available. In Wisconsin, there's probably maybe 10 or 15 lawyers who know how to do deportation defense because it hasn't been an issue before.
Now, Silk wants to expand and be able to help more people.
We would like to be a public defender service for the whole state. We have 6 lawyers now who spend weekends and nights trying to help people.
The Community Immigration Law Center is holding a fundraiser with a matching grant from the Madison Community Foundation. The goal is to raise $100,000 in June. We'll have a link at civicmedia.us. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Well, big weekend this weekend, the 20th annual Masonic Golf Outing, raising money for scholarships for our area kids. It's a 2-person scramble. And for more information and to get your team signed up, call to Westwood Golf Course in Phillips at 715-339-3600. Again, this Saturday, the 28th of June at Westwood in Phillips. A new group is starting to take action in an effort to save our pollinators. Terry Barr explains.
Lawmakers are considering a pollinator protection package of bills, which could lead to the regulation of insecticides across the state. Clean Wisconsin's Amy Barrio says it's the opportunity to make a difference right now.
Huge decline in pollinator populations. In some areas, a 90% decline. And that is concerning when you think about 1 out of every 3 bites of food we take because of pollinators. They made it happen. Our cranberries, our apples, our fruits and vegetables, all kinds of things, our nuts. They are part of an important ecosystem, and they are telling us there's something wrong.
Similar bills did not pass in 2021, but Berrio says this time there's a new group made up of environmental and agriculture organizations educating about the importance of pollinators, along with supporting the policies to protect their health and sustainability.
Find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us. Filling in for Austin Brume, I'm Joel Karnick.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight as the Brewers open a home series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Milwaukee now just 3.5 games out of first place after sweeping the Twins over the weekend. 9-8 yesterday at Target Field. The Brewers had a 9-3 lead thanks to Rhys Hoskins with a double, a home run, and two runs batted in. But closer Trevor Megill had to come in the eighth to hold off Minnesota. Pat Murphy says catcher William Contreras also doing a great job setting up batters, and praise Megill getting his 17th save of the season already.
The kid's been pretty consistent. He knows who he is. And again, William Contreras was great back there.
NBA Finals, Oklahoma City pulled ahead to win the title in Game 7, 103-91. Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle on losing his star player from Oshkosh, Tyrese Halliburton, to a torn Achilles tendon in the first quarter.
What happened with Tyrese is all of our hearts dropped.
That's Rick Carlisle with sports on Mike Clemens.
Lager United Booster Club is proudly supported by Kinexis Credit Union in Phillips. They're a member of a focused cooperative that is proud of return profits to member owners through high yields on many products and competitive rates.
Macy's lowest prices of the summer on furniture and mattresses are here, which means you'll find great July 4th deals now on beautiful home updates, like the 7-piece Whitburn Outdoor Dining Set, $19.99. Customer favorites like the Radley Sectional, now $21.79. And 20 to 65% off top mattress brands like Sealy. And with Macy's White Glove Delivery, we'll set it all up and whisk away all that packaging too. But hurry in. These summer deals are going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
An isolated thunderstorm or two possible this morning, then mostly sunny this afternoon, and there may be an isolated thunderstorm, especially well to our southeast here later today into this evening. 83 the high tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. Showers return on Wednesday with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 76.
98Q Country.
Inside my brain, I knew right when I met you I would never be the same, but I let you take me over, girl, so I'm the one to blame. Oh, you make all my screws come loose, got me perfectly confused, always find a way to mess me up and drive me wild. I love the way you make me lose my mind, lose my mind. You make me crazy, and I kinda like it. You show me that apple, girl, and I wanna bite it. So crazy that I gotta have it, and I never wanna get out of this straitjacket.
Part about it is I always have to get on. You
Joel Karnik in the morning.
They make me laugh every single morning.
98Q Country.
Time to pop that top. And fellas, I know you're ready to ride. We went crazy, cooped up all winter long. And school is out, so let's get it on. Flip-flop tanks and some white sand. I know the perfect spot. Well, the sunset better set soon so we can get in the mood. Things start getting all heated up when it starts getting cool. Your step. Don't let them teeny French bikinis make you lose your breath. I'm back to the ladies. Y'all keep doing y'all's thing. Cause everything about you makes me wanna scream. The sun is getting low. There it goes. Here we go. Here comes the moon. Yeah. Things start getting all heated up and it starts getting.
Rascal Flatts, 98Q Country. Hey, good Monday to you. We've got some hot weather yet out there this morning, but it's going to go away here. Well, not away, but if you love to jump in the lake and all that humid stuff, this was definitely a good stretch of weather for you. The air conditioner got a good workout already. We got a pretty good idea if that air conditioner is good or not, if it ran and survived. Those air conditioning systems trying to suck in that really, 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 really hot air from the outside and cool it and throw it inside your house. And some of them do better than others. We've got 77 as our wake-up temp. Not much warmer than that today. Only 80. The National Weather Service describes today as some clouds and a possible isolated thunderstorm. Afternoon, looking at that 1 to 4. Noon to 4 range. Some of those storms could contain some strong gusty winds. And high temps again about 80. Those winds will be southwest, west to southwest at about 10 to 15. So chance of rain, only about 30%. So not everybody's going to get it here today. And then partly cloudy tonight, and lows drop to 54. That's going to be rather refreshing. I'm going to assume some of that humidity will drop off when some of those storm systems pass through today. That was a bit much. That was a bit much. Even me, I'm kind of a warm weather guy. I don't mind the warm weather. But, man, that was a couple of days there where it was rough. And I think any trees that you have that have, my wife calls them widowmakers, the the big branches that are lingering up in the trees, you know, the branches that fall from way up and then they fall and they just kind of like linger and teeter. If you've got big trees in your yard, you know what I'm talking about. You look up there and you're like, ooh, that one, we better get that one down. The wind blows and then all those little branches and stuff up there, they all fall to the ground. I think we should be good. I mean, I think we should be good for the summer. The only problem is, of course, when the wind blows, it creates new ones that fall from the top. So you got to check those trees, like out on your yard, because, I mean, you get a 15, 20 mile an hour windy day, and you got a significant branch lingering up there in the tree. You know, you don't want that thing, you know, falling on the family picnic and stuff. So you might want to just kind of go out in the yard and just kind of look up, you know, here and there and see if there's maybe a few teetering branches. But I don't know about you, but my yard, I think most of those came down. I had a couple of those over the weekend with that wind. What was it, Friday night? Right, Friday night, the really the heavy straight-line winds that came through and blew some stuff around. We were over in Hayward helping with one of our civic stations over there, and there was a lot of stuff blown around. The drive from here to Hayward on Saturday morning, there's a lot of trees. I don't know about where you are, but the drive on 70 and then to B, where you cut over to Hayward, there were a lot of trees that were, you could see, were just on the edge of the road, and somebody trimmed them back a little bit. So hopefully you're doing okay. We felt like, I don't know about you, but I felt like we've had a summer already. I feel like we've had, weather-wise anyway, with the heat and some of the storms, but it's only June 23rd. We're only, two or three full days into the summer. So hopefully we've got some good things going on for you. We have a lot of events this weekend we'll talk about. The gray area will reappear. I have things to talk about. Taking vacations. At any point in your life, whether you have young kids or you have no kids or you're retired, taking a week off from your normal routine, whatever your routine is it's good, but it's just so different. I'll tell you, last night when I went to bed and I thought about coming to work this morning, I thought to myself, I'm not sure I can do this. I'm not sure that past 9 days was just, I didn't have to set an alarm, which was wonderful, but a lot of interesting stuff going on. But you get back into the rhythm pretty quick, and you give me a week or two, and I'll figure out who the Brewers are playing and where they're playing, and we'll get back into that. We'll get back into that rhythm. Gray will straighten me out on the gray area a little bit after 8 o'clock here this morning. Some words of wisdom for this Monday, the 23rd of June. Let's take a moment here to focus on the family.
Helping your children learn to manage money can take a lot of patience and sometimes a little ingenuity. One challenge is teaching kids how to put in the time and effort to earn something they want, even though it may seem out of reach. Here's a tip about delayed gratification that you may want to try in your own home. David's son Nick wanted the latest electronic gadget that was all the rage among his friends. But David thought his son should earn it rather than simply having it handed to him. So here's what he did. He bought the item Nick wanted and then told him, "I bought this for you and it's yours just as soon as you buy it from me. And I'll hold on to it for the next 10 months while you make monthly payments to earn it." Up until then, Nick had never had control over his spending, but having the desired item right in front of him kept his goal within reach, and it gave Nick the motivation he needed to learn to be disciplined with his money. Maybe this idea will work with your children. If it does, your kids will learn how to work for what they want and how to manage their money more wisely. Both of those are really important skills they'll use for the rest of their lives. But if your children give up too easily, well, you can always return return the items or sell them on eBay. Either way, I think your children will learn some valuable lessons about earning what they want instead of expecting things for free. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Third day. The original members reunited for the 30th anniversary tour, playing all the hits. With special guest Zach Williams. Third day. Tickets available Friday at awakeningfoundation.com. Third day. The 30th anniversary tour.
Just call my name.
An Awakening Foundation event.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers. 98, then the letter Q, country, dot. That's the period button down there. Com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
98Q Country.
Wouldn't paint me as a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off. Some roots, find me a farmhouse, find me you. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind. I wouldn't stay wondering what's out there. I wouldn't saddle up on the breeze. I wouldn't disappear out of thin air. I could put down these wings. Maybe farmhouse, find me you. Maybe I
talking, it wouldn't be the rear view I'm looking in if it weren't for the wind. If it weren't for the wind, maybe that plane would never take off. Maybe that dust wouldn't fly the drop. Maybe that tumbleweed in me wouldn't leave every other sunrise.
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.
I can't hide the way I feel about you anymore. I can't hold the hurt inside, keep the pain out of my eyes anymore. My tears no longer waiting, my resistance ain't that strong. My mind keeps recreating a life with you alone. And I'm tired of pretending I don't love you anymore. Let me make one last appeal to show you how I feel about you. Mm-hmm. 'Cause there's no one else, I swear, holds a candle anywhere next to you. Mm-hmm. My heart can't take the beating, not having you to hold. Small voice keeps repeating deep inside my soul. It says I can't keep pretending I don't love you anymore.